Town.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know now.
Johannesburg today up to 27 degrees. Pretoria City, Polokwane up to 25.
In Pretoria on the N1 southbound, a stationary vehicle. That's before the R21 highway exit causing queuing traffic.
In your sport headlines, World Rugby plans to downgrade the red card as part of the law changes, and former Kaizer Chiefs coach Arthur Zwane takes the reins at AmaZulu.
Founder of the Rema Bible Church, Ray McCauley, passed away last night. His son, Pastor Joshua McCauley, says in a statement that his father died peacefully at his home at the age of 75. Mangalisa Kumalo has more.
Before a young Ray McCauley devoted himself to his faith, he was a keen bodybuilder. He was a Mr. South Africa and took part in the Mr. Universe Bodybuilding Championships in London in 1974, where he finished in third place. It was in the American state of Oklahoma where McCauley and his first wife, Lindy, attended the Rema Bible Training Center in the late 1970s. On their return to South Africa, they started the Rema Bible Church, which grew to one of the largest church congregations in Southern Africa. In 2009, McCauley caused political waves of another kind when he invited then unelected President Jacob Zuma to speak at a Sunday morning meeting. This led to accusations of political bias. When Zuma took office in 2009, McCauley formed a new interfaith organization, which was later part of the National Interfaith Council of South Africa. Mangaliso Khumalo for Jacaranda FM News in Johannesburg.
When it comes to politics in Gauteng, it's just as hot as the weather forecast. The ANC has denied that the party tried to rein in its chairperson in Gauteng, Panyaza Lesufi. He was called to Luthuli House on Monday to explain his comments during a word spat on social media with the DA's federal chair, Helen Zille, and that was over politicking in Tshwane. ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula told the media yesterday Lesufi, who is also Premier of Gauteng, didn't face any disciplinary hearing for allegedly interfering in ANC coalition politics.
We don't rein on Panyaza, we engage politically. It's for us to understand him correctly, not to second guess him.
That while the ANC has not yet announced who the party's candidate will be when the Tshwane Council sits today to elect a new mayor, the DA will nominate Sylvia Brink, who was ousted last month. More at jacarandafm.com. Click on news. To international news, and storm battered Florida is bracing for a direct hit from Hurricane Milton, which strengthened back to a Category 5 storm through the night. U.S. President Joe Biden urged people to leave for places of safety.
The current path of the storm affected the Tampa Bay area and cut directly across the state, with the potential for this storm to both enter Florida as a hurricane and leave Florida as a hurricane. This could be the worst storm to hit Florida in over a century.
And every household has at least one, that box, that drawer, or that cupboard full of old wires. In the UK, households are asked to recycle whatever they can find in that electrical drawer of doom to help avoid a possible copper crisis. Sky News reports the UK's group's Recycle Your Electricals says unused cables and broken tech items could be just the answer in their growing demand for copper. I'm Khada Desizanya with Nis Rema Bible Kerk Stichter Ray McCauley is gisterand by sy huis oorlede.
Yeah, listen, I think most people hoard something. We spoke about it the other day. You've got that little hoarder's drawer.
Yes.
One of the dumbest things to hoard would be remotes. Have you ever gone through a drawer and then you found a remote and you think to yourself, for what was this?
Well, because you never know.
But you do know.
Martin.
Doesn't one know?
I'm going to give you Tony's cell phone number and then I want you to please phone him and tell him that. Maybe if it comes from a man, that will help. Because if it comes from me, it seems to be that he just wants to keep more remotes.
But you know what? He's very tech savvy, your husband. So maybe he knows something we don't know. Maybe he can reprogram the remote to work on something else.
So what? The TV remote can work on the gate?
No, Khada, on mute.
Kidding.
Martin, can you hear me? Martin.